Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. In Brazil today, Team USA emerged from the group of death. During a very wet game, Germany defeated the U.S. 1-0, but the U.S. will advance to the so-called knockout round. And if you haven't been listening, you may be asking why. Well, it all came down to the game today between Portugal and Ghana. NPR's Russell Lewis is in Recife, Brazil, and he watched the U.S. game. He's with us now. Hi, Russell.
Hi, Jeremy.
So people are calling today's game a win, even though the U.S. lost. Explain.
Well, sure. The United States lost to Germany, but they did well enough in their group and other games against Ghana and against Portugal to advance. And at this stage of the World Cup, you don't necessarily need to win to advance. But in this case, their play on the field today was good enough to move on to the round of 16.
Good enough. But how was it? You were there watching.
Absolutely. I mean, it was a very wet affair. It has been raining here in Recife since yesterday morning. Incredible rains. Just getting to the stadium today was a major undertaking. It took us about an hour and a half to go the equivalent of about 20 miles or so. We drove through huge areas of flooded out streets. There were potentially, many fans who were actually probably not able to get to the stadium today. That's how difficult the driving conditions were. And, of course, once you got here, you were dealing with rain inside the stadium. Not easy, of course, to play soccer on a wet field. And at times today, the play was sloppy for both teams. But Germany got the best of the United States, as you would expect. Germany is the number two ranked team in the country.
Yeah.
And did well enough to beat the United States and to move on.
Well, and I can tell you that at office buildings all across this country, people who decided to go to work in the first place were there watching the game. There were a lot of office parties going on. What about the fans that you talked to who actually made it all the way there? What have they been saying? How are they reacting to this loss/win?
They are stoked, believe it or not. The minute that the final whistle sounded and the crowd learned that Portugal had beaten Ghana, that assured that the United States would move on. I mean, some of the loudest cheers of the entire game happened when the game was over and they put up on the scoreboard that Portugal had beaten Ghana. I talked to numerous American fans afterwards, and, they were all overjoyed, very happy to be moving on, a little disappointed in the way that the United States played today, but realizing that they played well enough to move on, and for them, that is good enough.
So what is the next step here?
Well, the United States will learn tomorrow who their opponent will be. It will either be a very good Belgian team or it might be Algeria. Those teams are playing today, both Belgium and Algeria. The United States' next game is going to be on July 1st, which gives the U.S. Some needed days of rest. They've had a very, very grueling travel schedule. They have traveled the most out of any of the 32 teams. And so they are happy to have a couple of days off to rest and recuperate.
Well, and what about those potential matchups in the next game? Would the U.S. fare well against those teams?
Well, it's the knockout stage. And at this point, all records are off the table. Belgium is a very good team, a very scrappy team. They beat the United States last year 4-2 in a friendly game in the United States. And so we will just have to see. But regardless, at this stage, it really can be anybody's opportunity to advance. All records are wiped clean, and it's win or you go home.
NPR's Russell Lewis at the World Cup in Brazil, where today the U.S. lost to Germany 1-0, but is still going to advance into that knockout round. Russell, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Here and Now.